Beautiful day. Cold, but a beautiful day from what I saw earlier was all blue sky and sunshine. So you gotta love a day like this at the beginning of December. And it's so nice to be with you here in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR and be able to bring you great people like my next guest. Fred Hunter is the CEO of Detroit PAL, the Police Athletic League. Let me just tell you, I've been around the Police Athletic League for years, going back to, Dan Varner, who founded Think Detroit, and then they brought them in together and brought PAL together and all of that. And we have not had as good a CEO in a long time as we have with Fred Hunter. Now, Fred, I've told you this before, and I mean it. You've done a tremendous job. And I just want to thank you publicly for the incredible job you do with these kids day in and day out and have now for years. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to Sarah, too, your wife.
Most definitely. Sarah's behind the scenes helping make everything happen. And, you know, for us, it's a joy to be able to serve kids right here in the community that we live in.
Well, you do it very well. And this is just a coincidence, but I contacted you the other day because I'm working on with a friend I'll just call Dan, because if I give the whole name, it'll give away who I'm talking about. There is a rather major star in Detroit athletics who came to me, asked about a donation, and I thought immediately this would go perfectly for Detroit PAL, especially since he's an athlete. And we're just not in a position to announce it yet, but it is going to come soon. And I would suggest to anyone listening who has funds that they want to donate before the end of the year, that PAL would be a great place. I mean, Variety, the Children's Charity, the Children's Center, all the folks that I supported in my golf tournament are still very worthy and could use the help. But in this case, athlete to the athletes. And when I started knowing about PAL way back when, they were mostly athletic. I kind of cajoled them into adding academic. And you've added leadership development programs, athletic, academic, and leadership development programs. PAL is so much and means so much about the kids. Talk about the number of children that PAL has helped in the community just in this last year.
Yeah, this last year, it's going to be over 9,500 youth. We're looking like right about 10,000 that we're going to serve. And we do it in partnership, as you know, Paul W., with Detroit Police Department, which is our number one partner. And this year we had 1,411 volunteers and coaches, you know, out there on the fields, on the courts, helping us achieve the mission. And they give 90,000 hours every year.
Wow.
To help us, and they support our mission in an amazing way.
That is incredible, and we never forget about the Detroit Police Department. And the whole idea that this all stems from is a fabulous, positive interaction with kids that don't always have those positive interactions with police officers, but they do now. And 10,000 of them did in 2025. And you renovated the PAL Recreation Center. You've got the middle school flag football, the expanded program now to Grand Rapids and CVI Basketball League. I think PAL is very important. You tell me, Fred Hunter, Detroit PAL CEO, I think it's very important to the overall success of Detroit.
Yeah, I believe it is, Paul W. We're essential to the ecosystem. And, you know, I love the first three words of our mission. It's in partnership with. And so we're a connector. You know, we connect with other nonprofits, with the police department, with schools. We work with over 75 schools in the local area. So we're integrated with the singular goal of how do we uplift children, help them see the greatness inside, give them confidence and belief, and become better, because they are going to be the leaders of the future, and we want to invest in them now.
I can't tell you how fortunate we are to have this gentleman I'm talking with involved with our kids. He is a seasoned executive leader. He's got plenty of years of experience both in nonprofit management success and in business. He could go anywhere else and make a lot more money. But you and Sarah have taken on PAL as a very personal, almost, I'm going to say, almost religious experience, as far as I can tell, Fred.
Yeah, it's our mission. You know, we've known that children are our heartbeat. And, you know, to be able to connect what your purpose is in life in terms of uplifting children and be able to, you know, work with PAL, which has been doing this for 56 years, and connect those two, you know, it does not feel like work. It's definitely a mission. We're passionate about it. And what's beautiful, we've got so many people on our staff passionate about it as well.
You do indeed. And God bless you. We support you, and we always will. Fred Hunter, Detroit PAL.